For the confession of sin, I'd like to read some verses from Luke 18 about the Pharisee and the tax collector who went to pray. And Jesus also spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing far off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. I'd like to share just a couple thoughts about these verses. First of all, both men believed in God, but their method of dealing with sin was different. To be fair to the Pharisee, tax collectors were easy to look down on. They were easy to hate because they were collecting taxes, which were always too high, and they were also collecting their commission, their salary, which sometimes they collected more than they should have. But the Pharisee obviously believed that he was righteous because of the things he did or didn't do, and his point of reference was other men. Since I'm not as bad as so-and-so, then I must be okay. He dealt with sin by minimizing his own sin and maximizing the sins of others. But the tax collector knew that because of his sin, his only hope was in God's mercy. And he used the biblical method of dealing with sin, of confessing it, and asking for God's mercy. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the good news that we don't have to get creative in trying to deal with sin. We don't have to put others down in order to lift up ourselves. We don't have to blame our parents or our friends. We don't have to forever blame ourselves. Lord, you have provided a rock-solid way by confessing our sins and forgiving sins committed against us. You are faithful and just to set us free. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name.